With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans have missed another deadline to produce a massive budget package of tax cuts and slash spending. Instead, Senate Republicans on Friday jumped ahead of the game, unveiling their more tailored $340 billion blueprint focused on President Trump's deportation agenda and bolstering U.S. defense spending. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his House Democrats are panicking at the changes.
Here's a few quotes. Shut down the city. We are at war. We're going to fight it in the streets, it was said. This is what the beginning of a dictatorship looks like. This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration. And the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he is going to do.
Speaker Johnson acknowledges his own chamber's plan will slip into the weekend, but he insists it has just a few details still to iron out. New Senator, freshman Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania says he agrees with his fellow Pennsylvanian Democrat, John Fetterman, the senator who this week said his party may have a hard time ever regaining the support of male voters.
Well, I think if they continue down this progressive path of policies that don't help working families and a progressive agenda that they're arguing for, boys competing in women's sports, they're not going to win working families.
As part of the promotion for his newly published memoir, Bill Gates weighs in on artificial intelligence.
The Microsoft co-founder says we can argue about the time frame for fixing AI errors, but
we have to acknowledge that AI is almost uniquely dangerous because it's unbounded in terms of how good it will get, and it's happening, within a generation.
Gates says AI advances are helping his foundation and believes we're going to discover new vaccines and drugs with the help of the tools. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. Islam is making war against Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The European Union is warning Pakistan its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is one of the worst persecutors of Christian believers in the world, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists now for several decades. This is SRN News. A violin made in 1714 by the legendary luthier Antonio Stradivari is sold for $11.3 million.
It was sold at an auction in New York on Friday, short of estimates that would have made it the most expensive instrument ever sold at auction. Sotheby's auction house had estimated that the Joachim Ma Stradivarius violin could sell for between $12 and $18 million, with the higher end of the range potentially eclipsing the record-breaking $15.9 million someone paid for another Stradivari violin at auction more than a decade ago.
That is Keith Peters reporting. At 72 and out of the NFL, Bill Belichick stole the show during the Super Bowl week, wearing all 8 of his Super Bowl rings at the event. And he even appeared on the NFL Network on Thursday night, where he refused to pick a Super Bowl winner between the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. This is SRN News.